About 140 asylum seekers slept on cots in the Portland Expo building last night. The first night the building was open to the hundreds of new arrivals from the southern U.S. border over the past 3 days. More are expected soon. Robbie Feinberg takes us inside the building and shares the story of one family who arrived earlier this week.
By Thursday afternoon, the Portland Expo building had been transformed from a sports arena into a makeshift shelter. Hundreds of cots lined the floor, next to rows of tables and chairs. Volunteers offered food and health supplies. Some translated and created arts and crafts projects with the young children running across the hardwood floor.
I need like 6 pieces of paper.
Huh? Mucho paper.
Uh-huh. We have a whole stack.
City officials say about 140 people stayed in the expo on Wednesday night, most having come by bus from Texas. The influx began after a change in federal U.S. border policy, city officials say, sending asylum seekers directly to cities like Portland without beginning the application process, making them ineligible to receive general assistance. The increase has overwhelmed city services. And on Wednesday, officials said they expect more buses to arrive by the end of the day. Inside the expo center, two of those asylum seekers, named Philippe and Mireille, sit with their four young children close to a makeshift bed made of several cots pushed together. Towels and bags are stacked on top. The family arrived in Portland, Mireille says, after a nearly five-month journey from their home country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Through a translator, she says the family was forced to flee violence from civil war in their home country. They flew to Ecuador, then walked through many countries to reach the United States.
We spent 5 days with no food for the children at all. All the food we had brought was finished.
But Philippe says they pushed themselves to keep going, drinking bits of juice to maintain their energy. They'd carry the children on their backs, he says, traverse rivers and walk along teetering paths on the mountains of Panama.
I can't advise anyone to come.
Moi, j'ai pris la grâce à l'éternel Dieu.
I just thank the eternal God for the grace to get me here.
And when they finally reached the southern border of the United States, Philippe says they waited more than 2 months to enter. After the months of walking, the waiting, and a bus ride from San Antonio, they finally arrived in Portland on Tuesday. And despite sleeping on a cot in an emergency shelter, Philippe describes his new situation as a paradise. He hopes to work as a driver, like he did in his home country.
I was thinking, what could I do to, you know, what could I wish for in life, and this is what I wish for.
Je vous remercie en plus.
I really thank you so much.
In recent days, many of Maine's immigrant advocacy groups have worked together with the city to offer volunteers and supplies to the hundreds of asylum seekers. Mufalo Chitam, the executive director of the Maine Immigrants' Rights Coalition, says her group and others have talked with the new arrivals to assess their needs and have helped organize the many people across the city who've offered to volunteer and assist.
You know, we're just asking for funds, you know, because the next 48 hours are unknown as we try to create the list of the needs.
City officials have also opened a donation text line, which they say has brought in about $63,000 from about 700 donors. On Friday afternoon, Governor Janet Mills is set to meet with Portland city leaders to discuss a more comprehensive response to the situation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.